great band. Right, 22 minutes past two. It's Friday afternoon, 1-2-3 with Mike Phoenix, 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay, and lots of places as well. Delighted to welcome Sheila into the studio. Sheila White is here in place. Poor old Wendy, not well. Wendy was coming in. Wendy, she had been struck by a bug. Others have been struck by bugs this week as well. I hope you all get well. But good afternoon to you, Sheila. You're from the Ad Hoc Company, and you're here, or the Ad Hoc Player, should I say.
That's right, yeah.
And you're here to tell us all about your brand new production of The 15 Streets, which I believe is an adaptation, isn't it, from Catherine Cookson?
That's right. It's been adapted by Rob Bettison, and it is based on the novel by Catherine Cookson, yeah, 15 Streets, set in 1910 around the dockyards of Newcastle. So it's...
It was a successful novel, wasn't it?
And then it was.
It was turned into, I think, in 1980, a film with Sean Bean.
That's right. I think that's a bit everybody remembers.
I've got a vague. I couldn't tell you anything about it now, but I do remember it coming out.
No, it was it's a very well adapted play. If anyone's read the actual book, they stick very closely to the storyline, and a lot of the dialogue in the play is directly from the book, so it's a very close adaptation, so it's very good.
Okay, very good. So for those of us who don't know, me included, tell us the storyline.
I shall
without
read.
Without giving any away cunning
no,
parts.
No spoilers. So set in 1910, it's the simple yet evocative story of one family's fight for physical and moral survival in the poverty and squalor of the Docklands slums of Tyneside. There's all sorts in there. You've got tragedy, humour, intrigue, love, and at the centre is an apparently impossible love affair between rugged docker John O'Brien and Mary Llewellyn, who is a school teacher. So you've got a social divide there, which is, you know, creates all sorts of problems for the family and for John.
So what is your involvement with the show?
Well, I'm playing Mary Ellen, who is the mother of the five children.
Oh, wow.
In the story. The eldest son, John, is at the centre of the whole story. And they're commonly known as the Fighting O'Briens. So they are known to sort of spill out onto the street and have a good old fist fight. And so they're...
So did Catherine Cookson write this as Dickens did, as a history lesson? It's a time when a play that you can go back and look at and say that's what things were like in 1910.
Oh, absolutely. There's lots more information in the book about, you know, how much things cost, you know, and how they would scrape together a few pennies, and the rent would be 4 shillings and tuppence a week, and, you know, anything that they earned on the docks sort of day by day would sort of come back into the house and be ferreted away by the mum, you know, ready to pay the rent and the gas. And it was just a real struggle. And, you know, your tea would be bread and dripping if you were lucky. so maybe fish once a week, or, you know, so it was really, really hard. Tiny, tiny buildings. This family squashed into, you know, a couple of rooms, you know, living one on top of each other, so you can imagine.
It's fascinating. I've looked at family history. I looked at the, I think it's the 1902 not survey, what's it called?
Census,
that's the word. Because we've got the word census in. For my family in 1902 in South Wales, and there's a mum and dad, two tiny little children, one being my grandmother, but there's 4 men living in one room, and they're all coal miners, and they're renting the room, and some mum's doing the cooking for everybody. The other bedroom is mum and dad and the two children, you know. Just life then was so hard.
It
was hard. So have you set this in the north, or have you brought it down to Essex? Are you all talking like that all the way?
We are attempting.
You said dripping just now.
Dripping, yeah. No, we were attempting a Geordie accent.
All of us.
So,
are you?
So it's quite difficult, but we were really, really lucky to have Rob Horwell, who was in the original production back in 1994, came in and gave us a workshop the Geordie accent and
really
physicality and that sort of thing. And it was brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, but so that was really, really good.
We're really trying. you know, if you were to sort of adopt a really, really Geordie accent, I don't suppose the audience would understand what we were talking about.
No.
So it's a softer version of a Geordie accent, so, you know, you can get the words across.
Yeah, we'll be watching old reruns of The Anedian Line.
That's it, yes. That's it.
Yeah. Has it been fun to do? How's rehearsals been going?
Amazing, yes, because it's a huge cast, 20-plus, plus children.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I thought it was just seven.
No, just seven in the family. But there are other families and other... The women in the street, the Llewellyns, who are the well-to-do family. There's a lot of characters. Okay. So, you know, the rehearsals have been quite interesting.
So did you have to go outside the society to cast it then? Because
yes.
I thought you would have, yeah. Because that's a big cast.
We've sort of roped in people from... far and wide, and it's been lovely. Yeah.
Oh, good. Now you're putting this on at the Brentwood Theatre.
That's right. Yes.
And it's a theatre you're very familiar with.
Absolutely.
You and I, I won't say we're up against each other last Brentwood Festival. Brentwood Festival, of course, coming up. Drama Festival coming up again in October.
September. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. Not sure what we're entering this year, but
no.
I don't know what you know. What you're
No.
Okay. And of course, you're going to be adjudicated as well on this as well because. That's part of the Brents as well.
That's right.
And everything that goes on the Brentwood Theatre is amateur-wise is judged for the Brents, which is a fantastic ceremony. Really enjoyed it last year. How's your year been going? How's Ad Hoc's year been going?
Well, as I say, most of this year we've been working on 15 Streets since just after Christmas, really.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So quite a long rehearsal time.
Yeah, because of it being such a huge cast, and each half has about. 14 or 15 scenes in it, so there's lots of scene changes and there's quite a bit of ensemble playing as well, so it's been quite a long rehearsal period in that
everything
sense.
At the Brentwood Theatre does need a lot of work as well production wise because there are no wings, very very tiny
exactly.
wings, so bringing scenery on and hiding scenery is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, so in that instance we haven't actually got scenery per se, we've got bits of furniture like tables and chairs to represent the O'Brien house, you know, different sorts of furniture for other houses. There's scenes that are outside, but a lot of it is just suggested. And one scene will sort of flow into another. So there's no cut off dead scene changes. Mm-hmm. One scene just like evolves into another. So it's like a free flow. It's really good.
Okay, I am coming to see it. So
Are you?
Yeah, I certainly am. And I look very much forward to it. What's next on the calendar for Ad Hoc?
I've no idea.
No idea. No, it's difficult, isn't it? The hardest
Wendy
thing,
would know.
Yeah, it's difficult choosing, isn't it? There's so much out there, but finding plays that you think will sell and finding plays that you think the audiences will really enjoy. It's very easy to do TV comedies. Well, it isn't easy to do them, but it's they're always bringing an audience in, but some we're starting to run out of them, really.
Yes.
There's nothing really fantastic that you go, I want to remake. So, anyway, let's get into some details then.
Okay.
You are on when?
We are on the 26th, 27th and 28th of April, next week. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are from... Shall I give the website?
You can absolutely give the website.
All right, so Ticketsource, www.ticketsource, all one word, .co.uk/adhocplayers. So you can get your tickets there.
Yep.
You can get them from the Brentwood Theatre, telephone the Brentwood Theatre, or via email, apparently.
Okay.
And tickets are £13, £11 concessions. And the proceeds from the programme are all going to St Francis Hospice.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so just to reiterate, so on the 26th, 27th, 28th, it's at the Brentwood Theatre and ticketsource.co.uk/ad hoc players for your tickets. I wish you all luck with it. I hope
you're
really, really well.
Yeah,
I
looking
can see
forward
you,
to it. Yeah.
You know all your lines. You know all your lines.
Oh, of course.
Of course you do.
Of course.
You always have. Never seen you take a prompt. Never. So I hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
And come back and see us with your next production.
That'd be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Sheila, thank you very much indeed.